Hello, and welcome to Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. All stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult-themed and for a mature audience. Fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. Now for this story, I am going to be reading Dicked Down in My Dreams. About a month ago, I started having the most vivid wet dreams I've ever had. I wake up panting like I've run a marathon, and I'm completely soaked in sweat. And the strangest part is I feel completely sexually satisfied. Sometimes my pussy hurts a little. Like after a night of incredible pounding sex, I've even had my ass sore when I woke up. I can't understand how my dreams are somehow affecting my body in real life. It's the same guy that comes to me each night in my dreams. I don't know why, but I never seem to see his face. Just his body. He has broad shoulders, dark hair, and a body like an athlete. He was always naked and had a large, throbbing cock. I don't think it ever went soft. He would come and then continue fucking. It has come would soak the insides of me. When I got up in the morning, a gush of liquid would flow out of me. The air even smelled of hot, dirty sex. I didn't know what to do. There was no way I would tell my mom or dad. I couldn't tell my friends. They would think I was crazy. I suppose maybe I could tell a doctor, but honestly, I was too embarrassed to let anyone know. Plus, even though it was extremely strange, it felt so good. Maybe I would tell my best friend. She would at least believe me and try her best to help. But maybe I didn't want it to stop. I had a boyfriend. I mean, we had sex usually a couple times a week. That is, if we can find time where we were both free and could be alone. I thought I really enjoyed it, but he didn't compare to this mystery man that fucks me in my dreams. I remembered the first time it happened, like it just happened. I had gone to bed, like every night. I don't know how long I was asleep when I started to dream. It probably wasn't very long. I woke up in my dream, in my bed. I didn't know what had woken me up at first. Then I felt it under the blanket. Someone or something was kissing the insides of my thighs. I was too scared to look under the blanket. I felt completely frozen. I couldn't move a muscle or scream. I tried, but nothing came out but dead air. All I could do was lay there and feel what was happening to me. The kissing was slowly inching towards my private area. The kissing was so soft and sensual that I couldn't help but feel myself getting wet. I parted my legs a little. Whoever it was pushed them further apart. I could feel the heat from their breath on the outside of my panties. Very softly, I felt the tip of their tongue lightly licking the outside of my panties. With every swipe, the pressure of the tongue increased. My fear was being replaced with desire to feel the sweet release that was building deep inside. My panties were pulled aside. I almost came when I felt the warmth of their breath on my wet pussy. I was so close to the edge, it was almost frustrating waiting. I needed it. I didn't even care who it was under there now. I just wanted them to continue so I could explode in their mouth. I felt my panties being pulled down and tossed aside. Finally, my torture was over when whoever it was placed their mouth over my mound and sucked. My hips raised up, my back arched, and I cried out as the waves ran over and out of me. They drove me higher when a finger was slid inside, pumping in and out until I was spent. The next morning, when I woke up, I had almost forgotten about the strange thing that had happened. I sat up and looked around. Everything looked the same as it did when I went to bed. I got up to go get some coffee when I felt something with my hand. Pulling it out, I saw the panties I had on last night. I guess I pulled these off when I was having that intense wet dream, I thought. I didn't think about it again for the rest of the day. That night, I remembered as I was laying down. I thought about how intense and vivid that dream had been. It felt like I had just fallen asleep when I started to feel the same soft kisses. It was weird. I knew I was dreaming, but it seemed so real and like I wasn't in control at all. Tonight, I didn't feel any fear though. It was just a dream, so I might as well enjoy it. I relaxed and spread my legs instead of pulling my panties down. They grabbed them with their teeth and ripped them off. It was so sexy. I had never had my panties ripped off before. My dream person didn't waste any time in starting to eat my pussy. They were so good at it. They sucked and licked until my breath was coming in gasps. I was primed and ready to come hard. A finger was inserted inside, going straight to my G-spot. It only took seconds for the waves of ecstasy to flow through my body. As I started to come down, a second finger slid into me. They pumped and wiggled their fingers, bringing my body close to the edge again. To my surprise, the person beneath the blanket raised up between my legs. The blanket fell away. I could see it was a man with an amazing six-pack stomach. There was no hair on his chest, just a little curly hair running from his belly button and down to his enormous throbbing cock. My gaze rose to see what he looked like, and I couldn't make out any facial features. I could see the rest of his body, but his face was shrouded in darkness. My gaze lowered when he reached down, taking his cock in one hand and my leg in the other. I was afraid he was going to slam it in me. It was too big for that. I felt the head push against my tight, wet opening. He pushed the head in first, sliding it in and out a few times before he started pushing it harder into me. It was so big and so hard, and I was so ready to come. My fingers gripped the sheets as my body quivered on his cock. My orgasm made my pussy nice and wet, which made it so he could push more of himself inside of me. I was so incredibly stretched around him. He began slowly thrusting his cock in me. I couldn't believe how good it felt. Every thrust was pushing me towards exploding. The thrust became harder and deeper. I screamed as my body exploded. My juices mixed with my cum flowed and splashed out of me. His body stilled as he came deep inside of me. I don't remember any more of the dream. I woke up in the morning feeling satiated and incredibly relaxed. When I got up to get dressed, my thighs were sore, and my pussy felt like it had been pounded out. It took me a minute to find my panties, which I was shocked to see were ripped. That's when I started to realize what was happening to me in my dreams was somehow actually happening to me. I didn't know how to tell, and honestly, it was so good that I really didn't want anyone to try and make it stop. I had never been so sexually satisfied every single day. I spent most of the day remembering what had been done to me the night before and craving for it to happen again. Tonight, I was sleeping over at my best friend's house, and I was wondering if my mystery dream man would be visiting me tonight. I wasn't sure he would, since I would be sleeping next to my best friend. I was nervous because I didn't know if I would do weird stuff in my dreams and that she would notice. I would have canceled, but it was her birthday and we did this every year. I thought about telling her what had been happening, but I just couldn't bring myself to tell her. I knew I would sound crazy, and I guess it was kind of my little secret pleasure now. When we went to bed that night, I was hoping, since I wasn't at home, he wouldn't come to me in my dream. Just tonight. Tomorrow, I'll be home in bed alone again. I laid down next to my best friend and laid there awake long after she fell asleep. I was trying to keep myself from falling asleep. I was super tired though, and it was hard to keep my eyes open in a dark room while laying down. Eventually, I fell into a deep sleep. I awoke in my dream slowly to that same feeling I had started to become accustomed to. My mystery dream guy was back, and his lips were already teasing the sensitive lips of my pussy. He moved my leg so it was dangling off the bed, giving his mouth better access. I bit my lip to keep from moaning. I had no idea if my friend would be able to hear me moaning in my sleep if I let it out. He pulled my panties to the side and went to town, sucking and licking me. My body tensed as I came in his mouth. I was so wet I could hear him slurping my juices up. He pulled me off the bed, pushing me roughly onto my knees. He grabbed me by the back of my head, stuffing his cock in my mouth. His hips moved back and forth while he face-fucked me. His cock was so big, only about half of it fit in my mouth. My jaw was dying when he pulled out and pulled me up on my feet. He bent me over so my hands were on the bed and I could see my best friend sleeping soundly. I bit my hand to hold back my cry when he entered me from behind. His cock felt so incredibly huge every time he fucked me. He was able to fit more of it inside of me since my pussy was becoming accustomed to his size. It felt so good. I bit down on the bed to hide my moans. He knew when I was getting ready to come. His thrusts became harder and deeper. I sucked on my middle finger, getting it good and wet. When my body began to quiver, I reached back and slid my finger into my tight asshole. Oh, the pressure in my ass had me screaming into the bed. I pulled my finger out of my ass when he stood up. He kept his cock inside of me, but picked me up It was like he had super strength. He kept me turned away from him and held me there while he pumped his cock inside of me. The angle it was hitting the inside of my pussy had me squirting down his cock and legs and onto my best friend's carpet. He walked me over to the bed and put me down across the bottom. He pulled my ass off the edge of the bed. With my legs in each hand, he entered me again. His thrusts were hard and incredibly deep. I wondered briefly if my best friend woke up, if she would see me at the bottom of the bed, with my legs up in the air, with the bed rocking like I was being pounded out. Or would she wake up in my dream and see what was happening? He didn't seem to care. He wasn't going softly or quietly on me. He lifted one hand up to my throat while he thrust his cock deep inside of me. I don't know if he knew, but being choked turned me on so hard that it made me come instantly. I forgot about trying to keep my noise down. My body was so aroused in every aspect. He reached down and rubbed my swollen, very aroused clit, sending me higher than I could imagine my body could go. Or so I thought, until I felt his body still and tense as he came deep inside my stretched pussy. Feeling his cock pulse and his hot liquid filling me, I let out one last scream before collapsing on the bed. In the morning, I woke up next to my best friend. My hair was a mess, and my pussy was extremely sore. I decided to go get cleaned up. I felt the wet spot as soon as my foot touched the carpet. I smiled to myself, remembering how it got there. I looked over at my best friend, who was just waking up. She didn't say anything about the night, so I assume she didn't feel or hear anything. I wondered what I looked like when this was happening to me. Maybe I should put up a camera to see what happens, I thought. I went to the bathroom to get ready for the full day we had ahead of us. My body felt amazing and satiated. I was eager to get the day going so I could hurry home to go to bed early tonight so I could get dick down in my dreams again. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. Remember, all stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult themed and for a mature audience. Fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. Thank you.